Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Carmelli, my co-host here, Dave Popowich. How you doing, buddy?
I'm great. You?
I'm great. We've got a great episode of More Than Money coming today. We have an aging demographic.
Yeah. Now, the good news is people are living longer.
If you call that good news.
Sometimes living longer comes with extra costs.
That's what I'm saying. If you call that a good news story.
That's right. Yeah.
Depends if you're receiving benefits or paying for those benefits. How's that?
Exactly right.
So we're going to talk about the problems with an aging demographic and what a nice little change in sentiment in the markets this week.
Well, I was joking around with Rob last week. You know, after we came off that long weekend, I was asking him, what did you do on the long weekend that from Friday to Tuesday, we woke up and the world decided it was a terrible place and everything had to sell off?
Do you know what I think's changed?
What?
The debate. The debate's over. The unknown of what's going to happen in the debate and how the reaction will be is now over. And now we can concentrate on the real stuff. Like, I don't know, the economy.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Earnings.
Interest rates, inflation.
Nothing changed after the debate from what people were saying they're going to vote on. It wasn't like a big swing from one candidate to the other.
Right.
Regardless of who you thought won that debate, no change.
Right. Yeah, the polls didn't change much, right?
No change.
Neck and neck, fine. Okay.
Okay, so we can get back to what's normal now.
That's right.
Exactly. And so that's where I think the big change happened is this debate and all the policies that they're promoting or not promoting. And it's going to be a very, very fun 6.5 weeks because we're going to get fed with so much information going into this election.
Yep.
And we said this at our private event for our clients about the U.S. election and the impacts of it. It really comes down to who's going to show up at this election.
And by that, you mean which party, you know, your voters, who's actually going to turn out to the polls.
Correct.
Right.
And in history, we have seen a skew of a certain demographic higher in participation in election periods than others. Let's call them the boomers. The older generations have always shown up at the polls. The younger generation, spotty.
Right.
Not always as consistent.
Yep.
And so that's going to kind of lead into this part of the conversation that we have a great guest on is as more and more people that are voting and that continually come to the polls is the aging demographic. And we have an aging problem in this country.
Yeah, we do. So it's a good segue into our guest, Parisa Mahabubi, who is a senior policy analyst at the C.D. Howe Institute. Parisa, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, your group has put out a report here, and it is talking about the aging population and the implications of that, both demographically and perhaps economically, financially as well. Maybe you can just give us a bit of background on the highlights of the report.
Sure, absolutely. The purpose of this report was to look at the impact of the shift in demographic shifts in Canada on age-specific and age-sensitive government spending, like healthcare or senior benefits. But the study finds out that the aging population we are facing, despite high immigration we are having right now, but we are planning to basically make it more stable in the future. So the impacts of that on demographic, how it's going to affect government spending and finances, and specifically on our healthcare system. And I'm happy to discuss the details of the research.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I do want to get into some of the details, Parisa, about this. But the impact right out the get-go is it's going to be more cost on the healthcare system. And get ready, surprise, surprise, Dave. Taxes will probably have to go up to give the same level of service the government has been going. Do you believe that we need to tax more to cover this problem of the demographic shift?
So increasing the taxes seems to be one of the major solutions, and also for the government to be able to cover the cost of, for example, healthcare. And it seems that what we are going to see, it is going to be felt across all provinces, but of course some provinces are going to be affected more severely because of, you know, the demographic situation that they have. So, but this is something that it seems to be able to cover the cost of healthcare, governments need to increase taxes.
Let's pick on Alberta. What would be the impact for Albertans and the taxpayer base with this demographic change, knowing that we'll have to put more of the budget towards healthcare, government benefits, probably less in education if we're getting older? So where does the bottom line, what's the impact to the average Albertan from a tax perspective if this demographic shift continues?
This is really interesting because when we see Alberta, first of all, this is one of the youngest province, you know, this is the youngest province in Canada. So you may think, okay, it's not going to be affected significantly by the shifts in population, but no, it's going to happen also in Alberta, and also it's going to be pressure on healthcare system. So what does it mean is that during the 45 period that we projected in terms of the cost that governments need to be prepared for in terms of healthcare and seniors benefits. But the one thing that I find in this study is that Alberta also needs actually to increase taxes probably by more than 2/3 to be able to cover the cost of healthcare in the province.
A 2/3 mm-hmm. increase in taxes. So then the arguments that come out from many individuals is, instead of raising taxes, we can do a couple of things. Change the level of service that's provided, meaning making people pay out of pocket, or privatizing to some degree the healthcare system so it is a pay-per-use versus on the backs of taxpayers. What is your view of that perspective of privatizing or a different type of plan than we currently have, so we don't have to raise taxes as much?
Sure, absolutely. So in this study, my author and I highlighted several solutions. It can be related to the revenue side and also spending side. It's really important to consider both. For example, for increasing the revenue, it's really important to focus on productivity. Increasing productivity is something that Canada is suffering right now. It's really important to focus on that, spending and training, and capital investment also included, and also increasing labor force participation to increase basically the tax base, and also focusing on the taxes. When it comes to taxes, increasing taxes, we need to focus on the ones that are less distorting. For example, focusing on income tax or corporate tax is really a bad idea because it affects basically decision to work or investment. But we, for example, one solution is to focus on consumption taxes. But in terms of spending and how to be able to do that, first of all, in terms of government, you know, in terms of spending on future healthcare, it's really important to have a shared responsibility. People should basically consider that government can pay for all healthcare spending in the future, and to be able to also make sure that there are some intergenerational fairness. It's really important to save now and allocate more towards healthcare to be able to share that responsibility between individuals and government, but also at the same time, how we spend healthcare, it's really important. For example, in the less spending in hospital setting, and also in making sure that, for example, community are involved in healthcare system are great solutions.
This is going to be a very interesting next 10 years minimum of debate that's going to go on. What I just heard is fix the healthcare system in the way it is and possibly, get ready for this, Dave, a PST,
well,
consumption tax. Uh-oh. Albertans don't like that, but we're going to find out over the next little while of how else can they solve this problem. Paris, I want to thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. Thanks.
Okay, my friend, we've got an upcoming seminar in which lifestyle involves the health bucket. The health bucket does require healthcare, but it also involves an active participation on behalf of people retiring.
We just heard increase in taxes or change in the healthcare system, or hey, maybe even a consumption tax,
right,
could be part of the playbook. How's that going to impact your retirement? We're going to talk about that on Tuesday, October 29th, 7 p.m. at the Hamptons Golf and Country Club. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Basil, we've got greater fear of recession. We've got higher prices and inflation. We've got political uncertainty and unrest. What is it that Canadians can't live without? You'd be very surprised. Join us after the break here on QR Calgary and More Than Money.